If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks, plus you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Yesterday, Shin Daddy was scooping snow in Creighton. Bill, what is he doing today at the bank?
Well, today he's got a lot of fun going. It's going to help everybody that comes in, and it's all free, which is nice. It's a... He'd bring quotes to life. Well, that's the fly in the ointment. So he's got tables of random ointments available for whoever comes in to go ahead and use. It's a giant table of ointments. You got your Flexol, your Icy Hot, your Vicks Vapor Rub, your Preparation H, Narrow Span, Aquaphor, Hydrocortisone Itch, and Psoriasis. So just general ointments available. So whoever comes in, they're like, what's going on? Well, my elbow's a little sore. Hey, right over here,
got
buddy.
Got you covered.
Oh, man, I kind of got a little bit of a chest cold. Not a problem.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
We got a lot of Vicks over here.
We got ointments.
A little stuffed up. Just put some in your nose.
Yeah.
Now, Steve is not having to apply the ointment.
He's not applying. You apply the ointment.
I did want to I wanted to specify that.
And I appreciate that, Schaefer. Okay. Thank you. But it's just nice.
More for Steve than anything else.
It's a giant table of ointments. They're
no flies.
No flies, just ointments.
So that's the fly in the ointment.
What's the ointments? Right over there. Got a whole table of it.
Just now that is fine.
Yeah.
That's not disruptive.
Not disruptive, no. Not too much. I would say someone putting the Vicks Vapor up on the chest might be a little much. But other than that, you can do your banking very easily. Very, very easily.
Wait, sir, just put your overalls back on.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's not bad at all.
It'd be nice. Wouldn't it be nice to walk in? It would be nice if each bank had a table full of ointments. Just ointments. Just walk in.
What are they in? What's the containers like?
What's that? Just the normal tubes. Just tubes of ointments.
Just the little table as you walk in that's set aside for you to go sign your check and to throw away whatever you need to.
Wouldn't they be in more of like a bowl than a
tube?
No,
no.
Bowl?
They'll be in tubes.
No, you don't want people digging through.
No, you're not. True. It's a normal,
they need to see the array.
The array
of ointments.
What's wrong with it?
Dip your fingers in the bowl.
Yeah, we're not.
That's what I was thinking.
That was different bottles.
That means we'd be getting stuff from the directly from the factory, I think. I don't think Steve has that access right now.
Apparently so.
To get Preparation H from a factory. No, it's in a tube. Yes.
Apparently so.
Fly in the ointment comes to life.
So
ointment.
You would have turned around on Monday and Tuesday with the rabbits on Tuesday and the St. Patrick's Day celebration Monday, but you're going to walk in today.
I'm fine today.
Yeah. You're walking in today.
It's quiet.
Tuesday was don't go down that rabbit hole, Schaefer, and he was giving away, Shin Daddy gave away 400 rabbits.
And you had to take a rabbit.
You had to take a rabbit when you walked in. You got handed a rabbit when you walked into the bank.
I wouldn't want the rabbit.
Turn around.
Yeah.
A lot of people took him.
That would have been a drive-through day.
They've been cages. They're just...
Were they handing him out the drive-through?
They'll whip him. Oh, yeah, right
through the tube.
Through the tube.
It's a rabbit.
A rabbit shoots out through the tube.
It attacks your face.
Imagine you're sitting there saying,
Boom.
What the heck was that?
What was that?
Stuffed in there pretty good.
Stuffed in your rabbit. Take care of him.
Shinny said, just do dwarf bunnies, he said, in the drive-thru. It's easier to shoot through the tube.
Thanks to Shindaddy Midwest Bank for sponsoring hour two. Mike Schaefer's with us from 24/7 Sports. His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. Schaefer, welcome to day one of the NCAA tournament. Are you fired up today?
Yeah, I don't probably look it, but I do love these 2 days. I mean, especially the first
2 days
of
the 4 days.
Well, especially the first two of the tournament because you have the more games. I mean, I like the entirety of the weekend, but the Thursday, Friday are generally where you get some potential core memories. You know, like when as a kid, there was nothing better than being able to get out of school, get home as quickly as you could, catch the end of those early afternoon games. Like, that's where I got to see Bryce Drew make the shot for Valparaiso, Mike Miller make the shot for Florida. You know, just like seminal moments being a kid, watching buzzer beaters. And it's like, I just got out of fourth grade, walk across the field to my house, flip the game on, and you get drama immediately. It was, I mean,
North
fantastic.
Park. North Park?
Yeah, North Park.
The question is there still somebody out there that still can, is American, America, that still have teachers that will have it on in their
Better be.
I never really had that. I had a eighth grade science teacher who let us listen to Creighton versus Florida because her dad was a season ticket holder for Creighton. But that was like the only time. Otherwise, I had to like sneak away to the computer lab, and then I was game like watching on ESPN, like having to hit the refresh to get every basket during a study hall or something. It was terrible. Terrible time.
I had a class in high school with Jim Weeks as the teacher. Do you think he had the games on?
Did he?
You didn't leave his room for the whole day. So I'm going to go extra period
never
over at Weeks' class today.
Just never had
all the games.
Columbus was anti-television and
Pender
watching.
Wasn't. We had it. People had it on.
Hey,
there's no doubt.
Put that tag on Columbus.
Yeah. Pender had it. And then the best part was is they bring the TV in on wheels. That was great about it. The TV came in on a cart.
That was the best. Absolutely.
The TV came in on a cart.
Harder to roll around, by the way.
And then they hooked it up like that.
How many were there like total in the school?
Number of those TVs?
Good
about
question.
Three or four tops.
I would think probably three.
Like almost one per floor. Like we had like floors. Yeah. You can't just, there was no elevators in our school. You had to kick. Once it got to the third floor, here's the next best part. It was strapped on there too. It had a strap on the top of it like that to build it so you can. So the TV didn't just fall off that thing. That's a big deal.
The remodel had an elevator. I saw you wondering if Columbus had one. The remodel had an elevator. I don't think the original did.
We have a text that says, oh, I am a teacher, and the games will be on all day in my room.
Thank you.
So thank you for your service to the basketball tournament.
That's exactly right.
The kids.
If somebody comes in and goes, hey, we can't have this. That's right. The kid didn't go to college.
because he watched basketball
on a Thursday. That's what set him back. Yeah.
Now, Schaefer said something before he came on. It's fine, Schaefer, because you know my stance on the Creighton Blue Jays, and you said something right before he went on the airwaves. This is the first game of the day. What did you say about the Creighton-Louisville game today,
Schaefer? I mean, should Creighton lose, which if we're fortunate, that's what happens here, but they would be the first team out of the tournament. Delightful.
I'll be cheering for
They'd
Creighton.
They'd have the shortest day.
Come on.
I do. I want Creighton to win this game. Because they're a local team.
Well, root for Omaha, then, against Rick Pitino. Oh, which is tough. We love Pitino.
Yeah,
this, bro.
That's what we're gonna do. Root against a white suit.
I know. I'd rather have Omaha win than Creighton.
I want
Pitino to go far in the tournament because of the story of Rick Pitino and St. John's.
I want Creighton to win just for local interest. Local interest.
You just try to stab me over. You try to hurt me.
No, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. It's come on.
And the story's much better now with the confrontation between McDermott and Bill Murray.
Right. Shuddy. Anyway, what else? What other games are you interested in, Schaefer?
I think tonight's slate. I don't have it right in front of me, but I think they play.
We do.
Right here,
Schaefer.
Okay, all right. Tonight's slate, I think, is really, really fun. I mean, you're starting. I think Missouri Drake might be one of the best games of the day.
Could be a very good game.
I like Drake to potentially pull the upset there, and then you also have UCLA, Utah State could be solid.
Yeah,
I'm excited about St. John's and Omaha. I actually went to a few Omaha games this year. They're a fun team.
I don't think
they can hang with St. John's.
You don't?
We'll see. Omaha doesn't play a lot. They score. They're looking to score 90 to 100 points every game they play. Playing against St. John's, they're going to make you pay if you don't play good defense.
Bill has said UNO has – big and athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Are they big and athletic?
Yeah, I mean, they've got some. They've got Markell Sutton's very, very athletic, but I've never seen him against a caliber of team like St. John. Like, that's the problem is when you're clear-cut the best player in the Summit and they can't guard you, you can go get 30 points if your team needs it. I don't know if he can do that at St.
No, he won't do that.
J.J. White, Markell Sutton, two names to watch for sure. These guys are likely to go into the transfer portal, leaving Omaha. I don't know if Omaha has the ability to keep them. I would love to see J.J. White.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay. I mean, he's a point guard.
That's
really necessary
here. That'd be really odd here.
He sets up their offense really well. He plays good on ball defense.
Shots
he's
fired.
Small.
How about the NIL situation for that?
First, J.J. White is someone in Omaha I think people are going to really enjoy. Earlier in the day, Gonzaga, Georgia, I think it's going to be a fun game. Kansas, Arkansas. I think Arkansas is going to take Kansas out of the tournament in the first round.
I do, too.
I think Kansas is a mess right now. I don't know if they want to be there. They are super talented. Should never be a 7 seed. Shouldn't be on the backslide that they have been in the second half of the season. I think Arkansas enter misery, and that starts at 6:10. Okay. I just like the games. Michigan, San Diego.
Yep.
San Diego is one of the hottest teams in the country. Michigan just won the Big Ten tournament. They play every game inside of 5 points, so you know that one's going to be close and late at 11 o'clock tonight.
Hundo.
And then Texas Tech, UNC Wilmington. I think Texas Tech is a dangerous 3 seed. I would not have wanted them in my region. No. Florida drew them.
KenPom has
St. John's drew them. That whole corner, that quadrant down there, that's Maryland, Texas Tech, St. John's, Florida. I like all of those teams.
Maryland will be out today, right, Jake?
Potentially. That's potential.
Jake had him out for their one and done, he said.
I was upset when Nebraska lost them in Lincoln, and I sent something I shouldn't have in the group chat. But I stand firm that they don't have a bench. If anybody gets in foul trouble or there's an injury, they're in big trouble.
They bring
Geronimo. They don't have a bench, but they have five really good starters.
I understand.
I'm okay with that. They have five really good. I would take their five over.
I love the crab five.
Almost all five.
Hey, Texas Tech, I'm glad you mentioned. Texas Tech, KenPom has Texas Tech ranked 7th overall.
Yeah, I didn't think they would get to a 2 line, but they were one of those teams that was like, this is a team I'm probably going to go far. Well, they're in with Florida, and Florida's kind of been my national title pick for most of the year. So just unfortunate there. But I think Texas Tech's fun to watch.
Look, how about Lubbock? How about the city of Lubbock?
Got things going.
They had they played for it all in 2019 with Beard.
Yeah.
Now they're
runners up. They led in the final minute. They're up in
Nebraska
the final minute.
Played that Texas Tech team, too, in the Kansas City, and everyone lost their mind because Nebraska lost to Texas Tech.
They did.
And then it was like, how good can this program be? Well, that team lost for a national title that year. Yep. So
we have a very important question we have to help somebody out with here. From the text line, 402-464-5685. I have to be on a webinar from 9 to 4 today.
Good God.
Any advice on how I handle March Madness with that going on? A webinar, 9 to 4.
Isn't there the website, like the March Madness has their own website where you can watch games? I mean, they did streaming for sports way before everybody did.
9 to 4?
I mean, it's kind of like the Masters where they have the holes that you can watch that way, too. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure you can still watch games just going with the official March Madness website.
Separate tabs?
You got to have separate tabs, obviously. Yeah.
I
can figure out the hotkeys to be able to jump.
Imagine
them.
Setting that up. Let's do a webinar. Let's do it all day. When? On Thursday.
Day one of March Madness. Screw you. I quit.
It's almost like they did it on purpose. This is on purpose.
Good point.
They're coming at him. Yeah, they're coming at him. They are.
What is that?
What is like that? The one week terrible. Where it would actually really. Because if you did it next week, those games are starting at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Don't care. Right. Yeah.
But this week is the one week that you need
to
do it.
They stuck it to the man. Yep.
I think bow. You maybe bow out in this one.
Sick day?
Yeah.
I would.
Might be a bow.
A lot of sick days going
this would
on today.
If there's 2 days also to be in Vegas, the sports book, first of all, it's insane. You can't get into them.
Have you been there?
I've never been there before, but I've had friends that have been out there.
Schaefer can speak to this.
Yes. What is it like? It's got to be insane.
It's insanity. You want to get there early. So before the mobile apps, like before you could really just bet off of your phone as easily and as convenient as it was, you would have to get there and get in line. You need to have all of your bets ready to go because it's like seven NFL Sundays rolled into one. Like everyone's wanting to go bet. They want their physical tickets. So you're just getting down there and getting in line early, and you got all of your bets basically placed either in your head as to what you're going to do. You got to have the sheet. You got to be able to rattle the number off to the teller up there. And then it's just a blast the rest of the day because there's just people going nuts everywhere around you. You could be sitting at a blackjack table. You want to talk about wheeling TVs out on stands? I mean, every blackjack table or the areas that I've been, they're just surrounded by TVs. And so they have all the different games going on. You'll be there playing. You could be on a heater, and then you look over and it's Trae Young and trying to get Oklahoma past Rhode Island. And you have half of the people are on Rhode Island money line. The other half have Oklahoma, you know, to do some damage. That game goes into overtime. It's just everything's packing in. You're just sitting at this table trying to play blackjack, trying to watch basketball.
Trying to hit on
it's
16.
Like sensory overload. Oh, man. You're fired up because you hit a 21 here, but Trae Young just hits a three, and now you're down two, and you have that Rhode Island money line. There's 37 seconds left. It's incredible.
So what you're saying to the kids and the youth is get out there and wager.
I mean, wager,
and it just makes things more exciting.
If you are the type that enjoys gambling and you enjoy sports betting, this is a great time to be in.
Kids, this is your chance to get started.
Shuddy.
But it is busy. Like, everything is busy. So you can't get into restaurants as easily. You can't, you know, like, whatever it is that you want to do in Vegas, just understand if you're going for these 4 days, it is massively busy.
Schaefer, would you contemplate
different now with the phone, though? Like, it's just you can make the easier bets. You don't have to be at the ticket window at 9 in the morning because of, 7 in the morning Vegas time because of the lines that are going to form.
Wow, it's just different.
Would you contemplate going to Vegas for the Crown Tournament and be at the sports book for that when Nebraska's playing a 13-19 team off the bat in Arizona State?
The Crown. Yeah.
I would be probably less enthusiastic about it, but I've also been to Vegas during conference tournament week where they had four different conference tournaments going on, so that was fun.
That was last year, wasn't it?
I went 2 years ago.
I remember you going because I said the whole time. I said they're in casinos basically. The games are
in New Orleans. Yeah. I watched Gonzaga, St. Mary's.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
The West Coast Conference Championship game. That place was like the Coliseum because it's all Zags fans just like wanting blood of St. Mary's. They won that game by like 40, 50 points. Yeah. It's nuts. And then MGM has their arena, and I mean it's. It's a great live event city. It really is. I mean, and
that sounds
you can go
better times.
Even if you're like, I'm not that fired up about the Crown, but I'm in Vegas, and then I need a couple hours away from the tables. Okay, I'll go watch live basketball. And if you want to bet on it, you can bet on it. But it's right there. It's usually cheap.
I agree.
I mean, I went to New Mexico and San Jose State, I believe, was the game, and it was $7 to get in at the Mac Center, like kind of a hallowed arena.
Thomas and Mac.
Yeah, in the country. And
still there.
You know.
Simple question for Thomas and Mac. That has been the Thomas and Mac for 40 years. I think it still is.
He confirmed it's still standing.
As far as this Crown is concerned, Raleigh, Worcester, and Braxton Mia are questionable for this game. Did you see that yesterday?
Yes, I did.
So Mia is still with the back injury?
He's had back spasms for a month, basically, now.
Yeah, because he didn't play in that Ohio State game, and I think that was kind of where it sort of started.
That's it. Worcester's dealing with some sort of injury, and yes, Braxton Mia is still recovering from an injured disc in his back that he suffered late in the year. This, according to Rob Washit.
Trustworthy source.
Yeah, that's okay. So, what with Raleigh? This is according to Fred Hoiberg. He says, I really commend Raleigh for fighting through a pretty significant injury to his foot, a bad case of turf toe.
Mm. Oh, that's painful.
Yes.
That's good.
Which he got right at the end of November. God. Yeah, Fred said you go out there and you're basically playing on one foot. Ooh.
Now, I would think that this amount of time he's getting off now has to give him a chance, though. Because the only thing that really heals a turf toe is rest.
Rest. Yeah.
It's not like, I was going to rehab. No, it just needs rest.
So they played like the 7th of March, I think.
That was
Or the somewhere around the 7th. There. 7th, 8th, 9th, something like that, and then won't play again until the 29th, so about 20 days, 3 weeks.
That's got to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to help.
Gives him a better opportunity.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't play. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play in the game.
He's played through it. You just hope he's not in pain, right?
So Nebraska in the Crown, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. against 13-19, Arizona State.
The Jewel.
The Jewel. The Crown Jewel.
I'd like to know the Nebraska fans going out for the tournament.
They'll be them. They'll be there.
They'll be them.
They'll be local.
They'll be them.
They'll be them.
Put on a
you t-shirt. Be you. Hey, Nebraska fans, you be you.
They'll be them.
They'll be them. And you be
I'll
you.
Be you, you. Be you.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. More next in Early Break in the Ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.